Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, comedian and writer Emily Winter. I am so excited to be bringing you this 2022 season of Comedians with Ghost Stories. I am so grateful to everyone that has reached out with a story, a real story that happened to them. If you are a creative type who has a ghost story, something that happened to you, that's pretty remarkable, and you want to tell it on the pod, reach out to me, email me at emcwinter@gmail.com. Otherwise, enjoy this episode. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have comedian Zach Garner. Zach, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Emily. It's a pleasure. I can't wait to tell this story. I love it.
I wish that the listeners could see what I'm seeing right now, because your background is a cemetery. It's a photo of a cemetery, Arlington Cemetery,
yes.
Not in DC, which you said, which is, I guess, where your story takes place. So where is
it
this?
Does.
This is a gorgeous cemetery that I'm looking at, by the way. It's got like
it
turrets,
actually
like
is.
Castles. Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's my hometown cemetery, which is it's a near and dear to my heart, which is weird to say about a cemetery, but it really is. It was across from my high school, Upper Darby High School, which is right outside of West Philadelphia. It's kind of like it's a working class town, Upper Darby, home of Tina Fey as well.
I knew I had heard it before, but I wondered, it sounds like a British, like uppity, like rich.
It does, because
you got
yeah. you got upper in there, so it sounds like you're sticking your nose up a bit, but no, it's every one of my friends was degenerates. We're all juvenile delinquents, and yeah, I don't know anybody who hasn't been arrested and stuff. So it's like it's a town in a county called Delco, and there is even a show on Comedy Central for a little bit called Delco Proper. I think it only lasted a season, but it really is like a state of mind. I've traveled around the country. I've never been to a place like Delco.
What do you mean? Just like you walk into Delco and you suddenly just want to drink in the afternoon and smoke a pack of cigarettes and get high and break into a car or something?
You pretty much nailed it. Yeah. Smoking Newports, getting high on Percocets. Drinking in the cemetery before school.
Uh-huh.
And then, probably breaking into a car. You know exactly.
Well, I grew up on the Indiana border. I'm from Illinois, but it was really near Indiana. So, I got my trashy streaks and I'm proud of it. And I may or may not have lost my virginity in a graveyard. So I get it.
Yes. I got first time. Well, not virginity, but I got second base for the first time in this cemetery.
In this cemetery.
Yeah. Right. On a under a bush next to a tombstone. So romantic.
Honestly, there's nowhere to go when you're a teenager. It's so hard.
Yeah. It's like cemeteries are perfect. It's like there's so many hiding spots. We and like just like in my community growing up, cemeteries were like the hangout spots. We would have keg parties. It was like it wasn't seen as this like scary place. It was like a beautiful city park.
That's kind of amazing. Did you ever get caught in the cemetery, like by cops?
Oh, so many times.
Yeah.
That was kind of like a tradition of ours, like running from the cops at a keg party or a party ball. We would also get these party balls sometimes. It was giant beer ball, and it had a little tap that you stuck in. I don't even know if they make them anymore. But like we would sometimes we'd show up with a keg tap, which you can't use. We would end up having to cut it open and there'd be like plastic shavings in the beer, but we're teenagers and we didn't care.
And you look like disgusted at what you're saying right now. It's very funny.
Well, I was just thinking like how terrible my body is just from the things I consumed. Us being like, kids from the 80s and 90s, we were like guinea pigs. It's terrible.
I think every generation is a guinea pig in a certain way. But yes, absolutely. There's some gross stuff probably in all our bodies. So What happened that was paranormal in the cemetery where you would have party balls?
Yeah, I feel like I'll get to it, but like I feel like I need to tell some backstory.
Oh, absolutely,
here.
Tell backstory. I love it.
This happened I think it was around 1999. I was 16 or so. Don't do the math. I'm 25. Okay. And
Comedy Central, he's 25.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, casting directors. So I'm a teenager. A bit of a juvenile delinquent at this time. And on this day, this is like a far from normal day, because earlier that day, I literally, I watched my grandfather die. We weren't that close, so it wasn't like super traumatic for me, but it was my first time seeing someone die. And he died of cancer, and he decided to do hospice at home. And the whole family was there, like my mom and my aunts are nurses, so they all knew, like, all right, it looks like he's going. So the whole family came over, and it was like, just, you know, needless to say, a real bummer. And
did he want everyone there when he died? I could see it both ways.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really sure. I don't know if I think the family just made the executive decision there. I don't think he was in a state of mind where he could have been like, yeah, you know, I'm not really comfortable with this. It was kind of like he was gone, and the family's like, well, you know, we should all say goodbye while he's alive, which not a lot of people get to do. So, right. I mean, it was kind of special in that way, and it wasn't in a hospital. So it was kind of, bittersweet, if you will. And, the guy had a good life, but, you know, super kind of intimidating guy. This is a Purple Heart, World War II veteran, crazy story. So he was rough around the edges. Mm-hmm. Not like this super warm grandpa that, you know, sits you on his lap and sings you a little ditty or anything. You know, but he's kind of just like this intimidating figure smoking a pipe. But good guy. I loved him. He always gave us war bonds on our birthday. He would give us bonds.
Bonds.
What am I supposed to do with a bond?
What did you do with the bonds?
After high school, so shortly after this story, I cashed them all in, and I bought a shore house down the Jersey Shore for the summer. And me and my friends, I put all my, I, he like this, his idea was that like we would invest, and this would, you know, as soon as I turned 18, I was like, I'm cashing these in.
Yeah.
I'm going down Jersey Shore, going to Wildwood.
Wait, you bought a house?
No, sorry.
Oh, I didn't buy a house. Oh,
I don't own any property.
Like, these are amazingly big bonds.
No, these are $50 bonds every birthday, that kind of thing.
Okay, great.
Me and like eight friends went in on a summer house down the Jersey Shore. It was the best time of my life. Apologize for my baby at the top of his lung. Not a ghost.
It's so funny because, it does sound like it's coming out of the cemetery from what I'm like, looking at. It's just like a baby crying. I'm like, did you hear that?
What if I was like, no, I don't hear anything. that'd be fun. But no. All right. So saw my grandfather pass away. And later that night, I decided, you know, to clear my head. So me and my friends smoked a huge blunt. Okay. And so I'm very high, and my friends decided to go to Wawa. I don't know if you know Wawa.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'm not feeling it, dude. I'm going to go home, as we say. So I'm walking home. We smoked a blunt behind my high school. So I'm walking home past the cemetery, the Arlington Cemetery there. And, I've walked this a million times going home, where, you know, you're on the sidewalk, and then you can see from the picture here, they've got these stone walls that just like lined the entire cemetery. Mm-hmm. And I used to work here at the cemetery too. I used to work as a landscaper. It was my first job.
Oh my God.
But you know why they put these stone walls next to the cemetery?
I would assume so that people don't come in.
No, well, it's because people are dying to get in. I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's comedians with ghost stories, baby.
It's a dad joke. I'm sorry. You know, classic cemetery humor here. But so I'm walking by this stone wall, and it's about 10 o'clock at night, and I'm just looking at the sidewalk, and I'm kind of just in the zone. I'm, like I said, I smoked a bunch of weed, and I look up, and I see a figure of a man, a ghost. And I don't think it's my grandfather, because at the time my grandfather just died. He's not like buried in the cemetery or anything, but I saw a figure of a man, mm-hmm. clear, like a ghost, like what you would imagine a ghostly kind of bluish glowing man. Okay. And I see him walking towards me, and it goes through me. And I just got chills in my arms thinking about it. I have goosebumps right now because that's what happened. I got extremely goosebumped. I like a shiver up my spine like I've never felt. I screamed. I went, ah! And I just kind of stood there, and I looked around. And I was in shock because I was not like someone, I'm not someone that was like a ghost guy. I would even say I was a skeptic of ghosts. I didn't really believe it. So when it happened, I was like just in disbelief. And a lot of people I've told this story to, and they're like, yeah, but you're high. And like, I've smoked a lot of weed before. I've smoked so much weed that I thought like, stray cats were trying to kill me, and that's true. But I've never gotten so high where I've hallucinated,
right?
And I don't know, like I sometimes I think like maybe I was like in on like a wavelength where I could like see ghosts or something, because I know what I saw,
right?
It wasn't a hallucination. It was a figure of a man. And I also have told this story, and people go like, yeah, well, maybe you're just hallucinating that because what you saw earlier with your grandfather. And like, I get that argument too, but like, it wasn't only that I saw it. I felt it. I felt it walk through me, and it still gives me goosebumps thinking about it.
I have so many questions. This is awesome. So one, the guy that you saw, what, like, mm-hmm. how old was he? How was he dressed? And then how was he different? I mean, you said there was like a little bit of a blue light. Like, how did he look different from like a regular human being?
Yeah, I would say I saw him as a bald, white, old man. Could not tell you what he was wearing.
Right. He didn't look from like, you know, 1790 or something.
No, yeah, no, he didn't have like
top hat or
know, knickerbockers on or something. No. It kind of just looked like an old figure of a man, but like I couldn't see clothes, just like a silhouette, but I could see like a face.
Right.
And it was like a bluish kind of see-through, like kind of like what you would think of as like a cartoon ghost.
Did almost. He seem to acknowledge you, or was he like angry or happy, or what was his like?
It was like a 1 second, like I'm looking up, him walking towards me and him walking through me.
Right.
And like I saw the man, couldn't pinpoint like a facial expression
right.
or anything, but I did see him as like an old kind of chubby too, like a kind of chubby bald old man. And my grandfather had a full head of hair too, so that's like that's another thing.
But I wonder if just being like in grief put you in some sort of mental emotional space where you were more like, I don't know, where it was easier for you to see something like that.
Yeah, it's possible.
Oh my gosh.
It was truly the most bizarre experience of my life.
So what did you do after? So obviously you freaked out, you scream.
Yeah, I screamed.
I would have like run all the way home.
Yeah, it was nighttime. There was nobody around. And I kind of just was like, okay. And I just walked home. I didn't run. I think I was just kind of like in shock. I wasn't terrified.
Okay.
I don't remember being terrified. It was more just like, did that really just happen?
Yeah.
Shock. Yeah.
So all these years later, what do you make of that experience? What do you think that was? Or, you know?
Sometimes I've wondered, like, what if this like soul entered my body and it's like still in there living vicariously through me? And like, cause like I've had a pretty, you know, lucky life my whole life. Like people used to say I was like the luckiest person they know. And I don't know, but
what are lucky things that happened to you? I'm interested in this as like just sort of a unseen semi-related topic.
Yeah. I got lucky. I got a great wife here. You know, I traveled the world. I always had jobs that let me like work remotely and I could live wherever. And, you know, I mean, it's, people would always just say like, you know, it's step in shit and end up coming out smelling like roses. And I don't know. I just like,
what if this guy is like your weird internal guardian angel sort of?
Yeah. That's some things that I've thought about. Cause I have definitely been in some situations, where like it felt like I had a guardian angel. And I've also like had some like weird like premonition things. Like I'm not saying I'm psychic or like I'm a medium or anything, but like there's like even since I was like a little kid, like for example, like I was very young and we were up the mountains, up the Poconos with my family. And I was probably 4 or 5 and my family was all going to go out to like go skiing and I told them all, I'm not going. I freaked out. I'm like, don't go. It's dangerous. And they're like, all right, well, I guess we'll just leave Zach here with mom. And they were in like one of those wood paneled station wagons, slid on ice, went over a cliff and like half the car like was hanging over a cliff.
I just got chills.
That happened.
And so you were like, if I had been in there, my mom had been in there, maybe would have gone fully over.
Yeah, extra weight in the car. I don't know.
Holy.
Yeah, so there's that. One time, speaking of Wildwood, down the shore, probably 10, I'm walking down the boardwalk and something tells me, go into that arcade. There's a crane in there and the quarter machine's open. I swear to God, I'm with my sisters. I walked into this arcade, first crane machine I went to, opened the quarter thing. It wasn't locked, full of quarters, took all the quarters.
Oh my God. Whoa. You have something and it's like you have a trashy ghost that's like, yeah, hey, free cigarettes at the corner store today.
But here's the best one. This happened 3 years ago. Me and my wife, we started a community garden in Ridgewood, Queens, and I'm walking home by myself and something tells me when you get home, check Craigslist casting calls. And it was so visceral, so clear in my head. When you get home, check, there's something important there.
And is this something that you do a lot?
There was like a couple years there when I first moved to New York and I was trying to get a reel going, like an reel where I was doing that. But then I found out quickly it's just people trying to have sex with feet.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing it. That's true.
Okay.
But I found some legitimate like gigs on there and stuff. But so I hadn't done this in years. Go on Craigslist casting calls. And the second thing is on there looking for married couple for new garden TV show. And I was like, we just came from a garden that me and my wife, you know, helped start. And that's crazy. So I was like, that seems serendipitous or something. So I called my wife. I was like, when you get home, we're making audition tape. Just say yes. She's not an actor. She's not an actress. She's a designer and a gardener. And I was like, all right, let's do it. Submit it. Casting director liked it. We get do a meeting, and a couple months go by, and I'm like, I felt so good about that. I felt like I had a premonition. So I just reach out to the casting director and I'm like, whatever happened with that? And he's like, yeah, well, we decided, you know, we didn't want a married couple with other kids. We kind of want like two friends. And I was like, all right, that makes sense. And then like another month goes by and then my wife gets an email saying like, hey, you're like the garden expert. Fuck your husband. Basically, we want to bring you in for an audition here at 30 Rock. And my wife's not an actress. And she went in there against 10 other actors and hosts, and she got the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah. A year ago today, we were in Atlantis, filming season one for Peacock. And it was like, it all like, just like, I like this, something told me when I was walking home that day, do this. Go on Craigslist casting calls or something, and it happened. It all came to fruition.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy! Oh my gosh. Well, one, congratulations to your wife. That's so wonderful. Yeah, how awesome! Cool. When does it come out? What's it called? And when does it come out?
Oh, it's been it came out in November. It's amazing. It's called Backyard Blowout, and yeah, it sounds like a porno, but Backyard Blowout. It's on Peacock. Peacock's free to stream. It's fun. That's a great show.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing another season?
No word of it yet. Yeah. I don't know. Peacock's not doing so great.
Yeah. I feel like that's the story with all the streaming services, but like, what an amazing experience and what an amazing thing to have. Holy cow. That's so cool.
So I don't know. So maybe this ghost is in me and telling me things.
You've got something. You've got some kind of, I mean, do you believe in, okay, so like, I'm a person who's not sensitive at all. I don't see ghosts. Oh, I got nothing. So I always get very in awe of people like you who have just like a little, I just have like, whether it's intuition or something that's like a little extra. So do you believe in like Mercury in retrograde and all that? Mm. Are you a astrology person?
No, not an astrology person. I just don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
I usually find, you know, when people say, oh, Mercury is in retrograde, usually those people are annoying.
But now I'm starting to believe a little bit because I'm like, oh, like, I don't know. Yeah.
No, yeah. Every time someone does say that, like, I notice like, oh yeah, I bet. And then like my computer dies and I'm like, oh, maybe they're onto something.
Yeah.
Here. I'm somewhat believe all that, the astrology mysticism, sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's something unseen happening with you. So so you partied in the cemetery, you worked in the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a weed whacker?
That was my job.
A teenage weed whacker, cemetery weed whacker. I kind of love it. Did you ever have any other like creepy experiences in the cemetery?
Learning to drive. That's where we learned to drive. That wasn't creepy, but no other creepy experiences at all. I loved it there. It was like a city park for me.
That's wild.
Yeah, the only thing, I was kind of a creep the one time. I told you I was a weed whacker there. And my boss, he was a guy from South Africa. I don't know how he ended up working at this cemetery, but he did. And I, one day, also getting high, climbed up a tree to get high because I felt like, you know, if my boss is by, he won't see me and he won't smell
or
it.
Smell, because, yeah.
Yeah. Cause like I'm high up in this pine tree but I left my weed whacker, down below, and I'm up there, I'm smoking weed, and I see my boss come under, right underneath of me, and he sees my weed whacker, and he's like, "Hey, where's Zach? Where's Zach, huh?" And he's like looking around, he sees my weed whacker, doesn't think to look up. He thinks I just like left it there. So I'm like, just like sneaky watching him from above, and he's frustrated looking for me. So, I mean, I guess that's so funny. And then, I didn't have my job much longer after that.
Did you get fired?
I did, yeah.
For smoking weed while weeding?
Well, he didn't know. No, he didn't know. I just wasn't, I take a lot of breaks like that. Yeah. I didn't take the job too serious.
Yeah.
I was 17, stoner.
I didn't. Amazing. Well, I love these stories. And if you ever get any premonitions about like a little lady named Emily in California, please let me know.
I will.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Do you have anything else?
Something's telling me you've got a big gig coming up and it's going to go great.
Thank you. That's exactly what I needed to hear, actually. Yeah. So where can people find? Oh wait, do you have any other stories to tell before I?
No. Okay. No, I feel like that's it. It's a story I love telling, and I appreciate you having me on to tell it.
Oh, I love your story. So where can people find you all over the internet and plug whatever else you would like to plug?
Sure. You can find me Delco Zach on Instagram, and my podcast is Listen Up and Fuggin' Listen, and that's FUGGIN. Please check it out. It's just about being. It's me and my friend Philly Mark, and it just basically two dumbasses, and it's a podcast just to distract you from this crazy ass world. No hot takes, just complete stupid, silly comedy funniness. So, check it out. Listen up and fucking listen.
Great. Well, thank you so much for doing the pod.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much, Emily.
And thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Emily MC Winter. Again, that's Emily MC Winter. And please subscribe to the podcast, rate, and review. It helps people find the podcast and makes me so happy. Have a great week.